This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A new film, The Event, opening tomorrow, stars Don McKellar as Matt, a young musician who has AIDS and decides to commit suicide rather than slowly waste to death. The event of the title is actually a goodbye party that Matt throws for his friends and family. The film also stars Oscar-winning actress Olympia Dukakis as Matt's mother, Lila. She's torn by her son's wishes, her own doubts, and the fierce opposition of Matt's sister.
What is wrong with you? Act like a mother!
Sometimes the only way to protect a defenseless child is to let him go back to God.
Olympia Dukakis came by our studios here in Los Angeles for an interview with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Why did the idea of assisted suicide appeal to you enough to do a movie about it?
Well, I'll be frank with you. The first thing that appealed to me was the character, the part. I thought it was a wonderful part. I thought it was an intriguing part. Unconditional love, a person without doesn't seem to have any contradictions about what she's doing, and is not ambivalent. She is not ambivalent. And so that appealed to me. The second thing that appealed to me was what the movie was about, because I feel that it's a subject in our country that is so heavily weighed down by questions of religious dogma and legislation. It's either we're talking about man's law or God's law, and the human face in this is totally lost. So that felt really important to me. It's also part of the difficulty we have in tolerating different points of view. If somebody wants to do that, why am I threatened by their wanting to do that? How does that take away from me or weaken my beliefs or diminish me and who I am? All of these issues, I think, bring it up, you know, are aroused by the film.
This film, I thought, was pretty graphic about the kind of death that you need to die in order to do an assisted suicide. I think that the hopeful mythology is that you just take some pills, drink some water, lie down, and you drift away.
And indeed, that does happen for many, many people.
But for many people, it doesn't.
You know,
and they need
doesn't.
Some help, which is why it's assisted suicide.
Right.
The film went into this in pretty excruciating detail. What was the point of that?
Because it's very hard for people to really think about death, their death, the death of their loved ones. And I think that Tom Fitzgerald and the writers felt that it was very important that to really think about death, to feel what that's like, and that only then can we really have an informed dialogue about it, you know.
Oregon's been grappling with the issue of assisted suicide for the last couple of years. What kind of anecdotal things did you hear while making the film that helped you shape how Matt was going to die and who he was going to have assist him?
Well, of course, everyone has their stories of a friend, a gay friend who had AIDS, and I do too. And I attended farewell parties. I don't know that you can't really call them events because they didn't take the drugs at that party. They did it later. So it was real for me. And there's someone in the movie says, you don't know what you're going to do till you get there. And at one of these parties, I came in. I spent the afternoon massaging her feet and singing songs. Now, if you had said to me, what are you going to do today? I would never have said that. But somehow, that's what I did.
That's what she needed, and that's what you gave.
Well, I don't know that she needed it. I mean, she was surprised that I did. I said, "Would you like me to rub your feet?" And she said, "Yes." So I did it, and then I think I needed to do it too. I needed to connect with her physically. I needed to feel I was giving some comfort, even in these last moments. I needed to feel I was of some use and value to her, that I wasn't there gawking or only a chorus, but a friend. I wanted to be a friend somehow, and when I look back, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
You are yourself a mother.
Right.
If, God forbid, this happened in real life, mm-hmm. and one of your children said to you, "Mom, please help," could
right.
you?
Well, you know, I would like to think that I would be able to. That to be really honest with you, Karen, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I don't know if I could either. I mean, it's like you love them enough to want to, but can you actually physically make
right.
yourself take away the person you'd like to keep
right.
longer?
Because what do you do the moments after?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me in the movie, the moments after, I get up and people say that was good, and I went and I had a cup of coffee. But if that was Olympia, the moment afters would not be that.
Why do you hope people will come see this film, even though it will be a hard film to watch, I think, for a lot
of
people?
It is, but I think like all films of passion, it moves you and comes, and you take it in, and it takes you to a place in yourself that you're not dismissing yourself and your deepest feelings, that you are actually letting them have a place, even an honored place. Why do we watch tragedy? There's a way in which it's a heightened sense of life. Do we want to watch it every day? No. But it's important that we connect on that deep level with ourselves. You know? We know it. We know it. We feel it. It makes it possible to go on.
Academy Award winner Olympia Dukakis's latest film is The Event, which opens in select cities on Friday. She joined us here in our Los Angeles studios. Ms. Dukakis, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your interest.
That interview by Karen Grigsby Bates.